Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. In the next few days, I will be podcasting about the royal wedding. One of the most important things about the royal wedding is the live music, whether it be in the ceremony, the reception, or in the public places, because let's face it, there are going to be loads of crowds in the streets that are celebrating the royal wedding. Today, I'm going to focus on entertaining the crowds with military bands. Part of the whole pageantry associated with royal occasions includes entertainment for the general public, who will be watching and celebrating the wedding outside Westminster Abbey and also along the route to Buckingham Palace. For royalty, recorded music really isn't enough. This is a high-class international event, and live musicians are required to play and entertain. But also, it is a marvellous opportunity for us as a country to be completely proud of our live musicians, who are some of the most talented and experienced in the world. One of the most effective ways of entertaining outside in this way is using brass bands. The sound they make carries, and noise levels are not a factor. It really is exciting to hear a brass band performing in one of the royal parks or even marching on the streets to accompany the royal party. The Coldstream Guards will march down the mall 3 hours before the ceremony and play for 2 hours outside Westminster Abbey to entertain the crowds. As with all of these military bands, they are made up of some professional musicians who have either been at music college prior to joining the army, or they will have trained after having left school in the army as musicians. Their role is principally as band members, but during combat, they are required as frontline professionals carrying stretchers and as drivers. This is an extremely proud for them. An extremely proud time for them, and they will have rehearsed extensively for next Friday. We wish them the very best of luck.